everyone. This is Dennis Wing from Guitar Lessons Ithaca, and I'm very excited to bring you this 20 years of guitar teaching wisdom that you can use right now. Yes, it's been 20 years that I have been teaching, and I'm going to give you an overview of different pitfalls that I've seen time and time again over 20 years that you can avoid, hopefully, from now on. And this CD will give you a perspective on where you're at with regard to different topics related to guitar, and so you can assess where your strengths and weaknesses are. And as far as I know, there doesn't exist any kind of product like this right now on the market that you can buy, and it's being offered to you for free just because I care about people's progress and I want to make learning guitar easier for you if I can. You can't just learn everything you need to know in one series of MP3s, but you can get a perspective on where you're at and what you may be good at or not so good at. I encourage you to listen to this with your guitar, but if you insist on listening to it while driving or jogging or doing something else, that's fine. But at least you can earmark certain sections where you think you might need some work, and then go back and re-listen to those sections with your instrument. Also, I want to tell you that I break down each topic for beginners, intermediate, and advanced. And I encourage all of you to listen to all of it so the beginners may feel like there's no point in listening to the more advanced things because it's going to be over their head. But there is some value in hearing the language that more advanced guitarists use to discuss things, and eventually you may be learning those actual subjects, and because you'll have heard them before and they're in your subconscious by that point, you'll learn them much faster. On the other hand, advanced people may not be wanting to listen to stuff for beginners. Two things about that. One is, it's sometimes necessary to go back a step or two in order to progress further. Advanced people, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you have to be willing to feel like a beginner in a certain area just so you can launch ahead. And secondly, you just never know when someone's going to say something that will simplify and clarify everything. And I'm going to tell you a very quick story about that. When I was struggling at one point in my life to learn the butterfly stroke, the lifeguard would every time I came for a workout would talk to me about how to do it and give me all this technical information and fill my head, and it wasn't doing any good. And I was at the point where I didn't even want to go to the gym anymore to work out, because she would come and talk to me, and I know she was trying to help. But and then one day she came over and I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. And she said, remember that woman I told you about who does a great butterfly that you should talk to? Well, she's here. She's in lane one, whatever lane it was. So I went into lane one, and the woman looks at me and goes, oh, the butterfly? Oh, just follow your head. And immediately when she said that, I understood exactly what to do and how to do the butterfly after that. And, you know, it may have sounded like amateur advice to a professional swim coach or something, but it worked for me. So you just never know what someone's going to say that can clarify things. Now, I will say this, not every area is going to be applicable to every guitarist. For example, you know, someone who just wants to strum chords and write lyrics and sing their own songs, they don't necessarily need to know about playing lead guitar techniques, for example. But it's still helpful to listen to the whole program just so you know what's out there. A lot of times students don't know other possibilities, and they just think of music in a certain way. And so if nothing else, this will open you up to different ways of thinking, or at least giving you an overview that you couldn't get elsewhere. And so I hope you get great value out of this recording, and I welcome your feedback. I welcome you to tell me what you thought was valuable from it, what you think you're weak in, what you think you're strong in, or any other feedback you may have. And the way to give feedback is you can either go to www.guitarlessonsithaca.com and click the little button where it says tell me more about you, and you can give me your feedback right there on that particular form. Or you can just call me, our school. The school's number is 607-222-3166. Or you can email us at guitarlessonsithaca@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you, just so I know you listened to this and what you thought of it. All right, thank you very much. We're going to jump in on the next track with the overview, followed by each topic. The topics are harmony, rhythm, melody, technique, fretboard theory, aural skills, and music theory. So have fun.